This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by James Winchester. James is a principal at CMAC Partners. He's going to tell us about CMAC Partners, what they're doing, physician-owned real estate, and a lot more. He's also got this brilliant background, having worked at NASA and some other interesting places. And so just a pleasure to get to visit with James today. James, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about CMAC?
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having me on. I'm James Winchester, originally from the United Kingdom, and I came over about 5 years ago now. My background originally was in engineering, and I decided to make a transition, which brought me over to the U.S. to sunny Florida, which is where I now reside. And I transitioned into the business world and found this niche company called CMAC Partners while I was here and completing my MBA. And I've really been working there for the last number of years, and recently become a principal of that organization at CMAC. We're an organization that really works within the physician-owned medical real estate arena. We're there to try and assist physician groups as they plan their physician-owned real estate projects, and looking to make sure that the practice and the real estate really have a good synergy and work to the benefit of one another, rather than providing any kind of discourse between any of the objectives that those entities have. So, historically, CMAC's an organization that has gone in and looked to improve some of the quantitative aspects of physician-owned real estate, and primarily looked at assisting on the debt side, debt procurement, and improving the interest rates that physicians and physician groups were able to go out and get independently. So much of what we do now is driven by how do we structure the organizations such that, again, that real estate and practice can really work in harmony. And kind of first and foremost, that comes down to how do we create alignment of ownership between the practice and the real estate, and how do we maintain that alignment of ownership between the practice and the real estate?
Fantastic. And talk about you. You came from the United Kingdom to the Magic Kingdom. What was it like transferring from England to Orlando, where Disney's located? What was it like moving here? Or just normal? What's that like? Is it a big adjustment?
It took some getting used to. It was kind of interesing. I'd come over, and I came over to do my MBA, and I played soccer in England. I knew that I had an opportunity to come over and play for a couple of years in the US. And actually, the only member of my family that had been to the US was my dad, and he'd been to Orlando 20 years ago. And the one thing that he said to me when I was looking at colleges was anywhere but Orlando. And lo and behold, Orlando ended up being the place that I investigated, because there was a school here called Rollins College, which took an interest in me. And, you know, my parents have come and visited since, and they absolutely love it out here. And I think it's changed pretty significantly from when my dad had visited. But yeah, in general, it was something that I quickly had to adjust to, coming from the UK, where we don't see a lot of sunshine. I was suddenly in the sun every day. But certainly something I've enjoyed, and I've been able to meet a whole bunch of great people out here that have really allowed me to settle in into the environment in the U.S.
That's fantastic. Has your father changed his attitude about Orlando, and what drove the original thought about Orlando? Did he hate the basketball team? Did he just think it was a crazily sprawling sort of city suburb? What drove the original thoughts, and has he become more positive about it?
Well, I think the primary issue was he's not exactly what you call a Disney goer, and he'd come out to Orlando. He's probably, you know, in his early 20s, and looking for an environment in Orlando that really wasn't there, and that experience, I think, made him think that Orlando was perhaps not the place that he envisioned for me to go to. But I think it's changed. It's grown. There's probably a lot more air conditioning now than there was back then when he went, and there's more things to go out and do and enjoy. So he loves it every time that he comes to visit now.
That's fantastic. He still is not a huge Disney fan, but he's become a fan of Orlando itself. It's fantastic. What advice? You do a lot of work in business. What advice do you give people in business, and what are your big priorities this year?
Well, we're so focused and concentrated on physician groups that own their real estate. We often, you know, when we're working with groups, we see a lot of the times the real estate investment taking control of the group rather than the group looking at something that benefits the practice and then creating a real estate opportunity around what is going to benefit the practice. So much of the time we're trying to change that dynamic when we sit down with groups and therefore, you know, create something where we can get everybody on the same page and everybody involved. And for most of the groups that we work with, that actually changes the investment dynamic that they have. It goes from being what we would describe as a pure real estate investment to an investment in the practice, which I think is far less risky and far more achievable for more of the physicians to be involved with. So that's kind of generally what we're going and advising our clients in terms of the investments that they're getting involved with. Again, we're on the debt procurement side, so many of our clients are looking to strip out long-term debt, strip out equity, and look for opportunities to reinvest that capital. I think it's a tremendous time for them to be investigating that because the price, the interest rates on long-term debt is so low right now. And I certainly think that there's some arbitrage opportunities for those individuals that understand that their investments and want to perhaps diversify their portfolio and take some of that value that they've built up on the real estate side within their practice real estate investments and perhaps deploy that in some other areas that they can yield a high return.
Fantastic. What a fascinating field, right? You probably never thought in a million years you'd be living in the physician-owned real estate, physician advising area, but here at all, that's what you do, and very lucrative and fantastic. I want to thank you, James, for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. What a fascinating career and focus on what you do. Thank you for joining us.
Really, thank you for having me.